to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeedy, deedy, deedy, everyone. Guess what? Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Yep, we're the new mainstream in talk radio. As a matter of fact, if you were to go to newmainstreamtalkradio.com, you'd actually go to our website, the Dr. Pat Show website. Welcome, everyone to the show. Great show for you today. We got a couple of really cool things going on. The first hour is for you. It is our open mic show. We haven't done one of these. Benny and I have not done one of these in a long time. That's because we have so many guests that we bring on. But today, it's your day. You're going to have an opportunity to call into the show. And what I'll do is I'll pull some cards for you. We'll do a little crust busting along the way. And we have things to give away. So for people that call into the show, and it doesn't matter how many of you call in, we've got something to give you. As a matter of fact, I had a great interview today with Marcy Shymoff this morning. Marcy is the New York Times bestseller, Happy for No Reason. She wrote that book. We had a great conversation, and we actually have some of her books to give away. We have prosperity cards to give away. We also have books that are from some of our most recent conversations with folks. We've got so many things to give away. So usually we do a gift a day program. Today is a gift a caller program. You name it, we've got it, we're giving it. And so we're having a conversation today about how to break through. This is what the calls are about, how to set an intention, how to hold an intention. And so it's about raising and shifting and creating a vibration that is all about the juice. The juice that you want in your life, the good stuff, the stuff that's, yeah, Marcy talks about happy for no reason. And actually this morning, she shared a couple of really tips and, you know, helped some callers on the show get to that place where you can shift your energy and be happy. Happy, happy, happy. And she's going to be joining us here on KKW AM 1150. Did I say that too fast? Are you ready?
What station? Yeah.
KKNW AM 1150 out of Seattle. And also, it's an HD3 station. It's 98.9
HD3. There's a third setting.
There's a third setting.
Number three.
Numero
tres.
Tres.
Si.
For everybody.
Si.
And I'm joined by my kick this morning. Mr. Rose Bowl today.
Back in
2003. Wow. Was I even on the air during that Rose Bowl? I don't think so.
It was that year when you came on.
Yeah, but I came on later.
Did you?
Yeah.
But this was that previous year.
Oh, okay.
They always announced the year they were in that year.
Yeah.
Rather than the season blending.
So that says Washington State?
Yeah.
Was at the Rose Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They unfortunately got their butts creamed, but you know.
They got there.
It happens. You know, and of course, then we lost our coach. He went somewhere south, and then he's trying to, you know, bring it back.
Do you think so?
Yeah, we got a call. I'm going to go grab that. You keep talking.
I think so. 1-800-930-2... Wait, that's my cell phone.
Hey!
Oh, wait a minute. I'm giving out the cell phone number. What that about? Giving that cell phone number out. Okay, let me try again. 1-800-930-2819. That is our toll-free number. I have a number of different cards here, including Carolyn Mace's archetype cards. 1-800-930-2819. Today is a tribute to Albert Einstein. So let's call this the Einstein Open Mic Day today. Don't you think? The Einstein Open Mic Day. Because did you know today was a tribute to Albert Einstein?
Is it really?
Did you know that?
No.
It's like an Albert Einstein day.
E=mc². Only the best number and formula.
Exactly. So we're going to take your calls here at the show, and Benny's going to put you in the queue and do whatever Benny does really, really well. If you give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Now, Benny, we already have a call. Wow.
Yep.
We're just hot.
I know. I'm all over the place. We're going to bring on now Janet. She's calling in from the Maple Leaf District. She wants to tell us a good story.
Okay, tell me a story. Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Pat. So I have a little business that depends on having numerous customers that I go and do my thing for.
Yeah.
And one of them went for advanced training. And so it was a surprise to me that she said, because she formerly gave me carte blanche, come anytime, work as long as you want. And then she said, so don't come again till May. So I thought, well, won't it be interesting what fills this void? And then I put the word out to a customer that had said that she wanted to assist me, like, you know, networking. And she brought me in 3 customers.
Wow.
So I temporarily lost 1 and I gained 3.
What do you attribute that to?
To not believing the worst, but believing a possibility.
That's a goodie, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a goodie. Did you use any tools to do that, or did you just naturally step into it?
Well, you know, I'm older and have a lot of opportunity to use mindset. And, of course, there's plenty of room for strengthening it. But, no, I chose to say, I wonder what will fill this void, rather than, oh, no, here it's true. Business is in a tailspin, you know. So it was an openness.
All of that stuff we just heard on the CNN, whatever that is, that comes on, right?
Well, we don't listen to that.
Well, you know, I often wondered, and I started sort of a campaign the other night where I said, what if we were to all hold the consciousness that whatever it is we're calling this, the crisis, whatever that is already history. It's already old news. I mean, what would happen? What would happen, I wonder, if we did that? And so we started that on one of my nighttime shows, and I, you know, just kind of put it out there. We're actually going to start something more formal in our newsletter, because it's exactly, you know, Janet, it's exactly like you're talking about. It's you immediately went to the place of opportunity. It sounds like you didn't even have like a nanosecond in there of waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak.
Yeah, it was no time at all that this void was filled in a satisfactory way. And, you know, I don't know who these people are. They might be wonderful experiences in my life.
I bet they're going to be. And, you know, we're going to give you a copy of Marcy's book, Happy for No Reason.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know who Marcy Shimoff is? She was in the movie The Secret, but she wrote this book, Happy for No Reason. And she wrote this book because she was born unhappy. Basically, that's what she said. I mean, she didn't come into this world as, you know, like a happy little sparkly Marcy. She came into this world unhappy, a little curmudgeon Marcy. And she wrote this book, and it's actually a fabulous book. It's not only reached Amazon #1, but New York Times bestseller as well, translated into 28 languages, and we're going to get you a copy of it.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you see, you got the good vibes of gratitude. She talks about that in the book, Janet. The good vibes of gratitude. And you got that going on all over you. So what vision are you holding for yourself now?
I am holding the vision that there's an adequate amount of the work that I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
And an ushering in of a new opportunity to either develop new work or work with new people or, you know, something of that nature.
That sounds really good. So you might want to just switch the word adequate to something else.
Okay.
Because you want sort of an abundance where you get to call the shots on that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where you get to say, oh, abundance, fulfilling, loving, juicy.
Okay, thank you for the reminder.
You've got it. But, you know, it sounds like you don't need much. Sounds like, you know, you've got a lot going on. What can I do for you today? You want me to pull a prosperity card for you or a harmony card?
Do you have a health card there? Can you hear I'm working on my health?
I'm going to do a couple things if you don't mind. Let's get a couple of little things working for you. Okay?
Okay.
And so the card that I pulled, and I just want to say this, the Harmony card is kind of one of these cards that kind of reaches beyond sort of what people think money. It says, I am prosperous in all areas of my life. That also means in health.
Yes.
Yeah, that means in health. It means in thriving. And so, you know, what the card talks to about, and let me just read it. It says, wonderful things are in your life right now. Practice noticing them. When you turn your thoughts to the abundance you already have, you dissolve scarcity and draw more good into your life. That card can be used for health. Because if you stay on the I am in perfect health side of the coin, then you're focusing on that as opposed to focusing on whatever might be going on for you. And so it sounds like you just need a little shift to believe that you could actually heal yourself. I'm not sensing that you believe you can heal yourself.
Yes, I can, but I'm getting a little frustrated with the time it's taking.
Yeah, that's what I'm sensing.
Yeah.
I know, me too. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Because you have a timeline in your mind, right?
Well, now I haven't been able to work because I'm a gardener. It's hard physical work. I prune trees, mm-hmm. and I'm not strong enough to do that until I get all well again. So mm-hmm. I haven't worked for 7 or 8 days, and I would like to.
Mm-hmm. When would you like to get back to work?
How about tomorrow?
Okay. No, I'm going to hold that thought. How about tomorrow?
Yeah.
What would you need to believe? What would you need to hold in your consciousness for that to happen?
That it's good for me and good for my customer and just good all the way around to be in that space.
Okay. And what expectation do you have about getting back to work? Do you have the expectation that it'll be full time? Do you believe it'll be shorter time? Do you believe or do you have the sense that you want to just jump right in and kind of go 24/7?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I do other things in my life besides my work.
Okay.
I'm project oriented. I like to work until the end of a project and then take on another one.
Okay. So it sounds like you're ready to go back to work. So here are the cards that I pulled for you, because this is going to be, wow, this card came up twice. I put it back in the deck and I just picked it again. There are a couple of cards that came up for you. One is, one is the card that talks about, one of the goddesses, to talk about the bodies of water. And it says to spend time near water, such as a lake, a river, an ocean. Where do you live now? Do you have any time to at least be out today to look at the ocean, look at the water, look at the sound?
Yeah, I could go down to Green Lake easily. I live close to there.
That's a lake. So that would be what I would do. The next thing that I pulled for you is to surround yourself with positive people and situations. Avoid negativity. I don't know if that's going on in your life, but today is the day not to be around any of it at all.
Not a problem.
Okay. And then the third has to do with self-reliance. It has to do with the idea that you really do rely on yourself for almost everything.
Yeah.
You're holding yourself very closely, very tightly, and you're holding yourself very, very, very well. The sense I get is you're self-sufficient. You've been that way. You're independent. And there's a shadow. There's a card that I pulled. And honestly, Benny saw me. I shuffled the deck, pulled out cards, didn't feel right, put them back in. Shuffle the deck again, pulled out the same card. So I need to tell you what it is, because it just won't go away, okay?
Okay.
And the card is the addict card. And there are two sides to the archetype, just so you know. There's the side where it is for you to help you recognize and confront maybe addictive behavior. And then there's the shadow side of it. And so the question is, if there is any of that going on, you might want to let go.
Okay. I'm not clear what this is about at this time, but I'll think about it.
Okay, well, think about it. I mean, it could be work, it could be TV, it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a bad thing at all.
Okay.
Okay? It doesn't.
Yeah.
Don't look at it as bad. Remember the card about positive energy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we see these archetypes, they're not bad. You know, there's a message. And so, you know, for me, the times of my life where, this was an archetype that I stood in, it was amazing to kind of see sort of what I could accomplish. For me, you can be addicted to work. You can be addicted to working hard. You can. I mean, you can be addicted to any number of things. It's not sort of the kind of attribute that we think about. It's not kind of like we hear addicted to drugs, alcohol, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It actually doesn't. You know, some people, and this we find in women, are addicted to a need for approval. Some folks are, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't have to be what you might obviously think it is, and you don't have to talk about it. I think what the deal is to really look at it and to be at a place where if that's showing up in your life, that the body of water you'll be around, the positive energy. And by the way, both of those cards have water in them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And then the self-reliance. So there's kind of a thread in here. Sometimes we can lean too much on the independent side and forget to ask for help.
Oh.
I don't know. That's right.
As you touched on some possibilities of of too much of anything. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of Sagittarius in my chart, and so Jupiter's my ruler. And so you were talking about the downside of good things. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, there are things I have taken to extreme in the goodies that come my way, and. Mm-hmm. I guess you might call myself a paper addict. I just love information on paper.
Yeah,
I can't keep track of it well enough.
Right. And Marcy talked about that today. She actually challenged everyone to give away 27 things or get rid of 27 things a day.
Yeah.
And so that's just something for you to think about. One Sagittarian to another. I feel you, sister. We love Jupiter, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's take a short break, everyone. Hey, Janet, thank you so much for sharing that story. Benny will get some information so we can send you a copy of Marcy's fabulous book. And when we come back, we're taking your calls. We're doing a little crust busting. We're pulling some cards for you. We're shifting the vibration. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free. 1-800-930-2819. And yeah, Janet, make it happen. We'll see you right back. Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure that you don't miss the next event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Gary Zukav, best-selling author, spiritual leader, and founder of The Seat of the Soul on March 27th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the featured events section for more information and to purchase your tickets. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Do you have subluxation? Due to common lifestyle stressors such as poor posture, accidents, injuries, and moderate amounts of emotional stress, individuals may become subluxated. Subluxations can lead to headaches, arthritis, fatigue, and many other symptoms. For your free subluxation checkup, call Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center at 425-844-8000 or visit us online at vcwc.net.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Bella Genza. Extraordinary hair care provides professional results naturally. Bella Genza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, get great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bella Genza's products are good for you and the environment. Bella Genza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bella Genza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit BellaGenza.com.
That's BELEGENZA.com.
Click the shows page on 1150KKNW.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
We're not going to sing the chorus?
Forte was a remix.
Is it a remix?
Yeah.
Is it like the American Idol remix?
Yeah, do you want to do your own?
The guy that... Okay, should I be like American Idol? You know, like, do I look like I'm under 28 years
man,
old?
Man, that was good, man. Oh, here you go.
Uh-huh. I love this.
You don't know the words.
I can fake it.
Do you think I am the one? For a dance.
Oh, that's my man, Benny. Oh, I'm loving it. I hope we didn't lose the caller.
No, then you have to be Simon. That was horrible.
That was, I don't know why. We picked you for the first time.
I know,
think we made a total blunder.
People will definitely remember you. Now get off my stage.
Oh, boy. He needs a total life. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Hey, we call this an open mic day.
Yep.
This day is for you, though. I am pulling cards. I am giving things away. It is happening because you have asked for it. We're going to do a little crust busting. We're going to do a little crust busting song, maybe. Maybe I could do a crust busting rap. But right now, we're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I don't know if Linda's listening to the show, but she's texting me. I think she's like, okay, just get on with it. Let's go to the phones.
She just probably doesn't like my singing. It's okay. Linda, you can call me and you can warm me up, so that's okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Who do we have, Benny?
Zafu is calling in, and welcome to the show, Zafu.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm working right now. I'm at work.
So what can I do to help you?
I'm going to school, but I wasn't sure if the class I'm taking, if that's the one that's right for me or not, so...
You want to know if the class you're taking is best for you?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to pull a card for you. Hold on 1 second. What kind of class is it? Tell me a little bit about the class.
It's a radiology program.
Radiology? Okay.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Wow, you're getting some interesting cards here. Let me ask you a different question. Do you believe this class is good for you?
I went into it thinking money-wise, stability-wise, but... In the long run, I'm not sure if I'll be really happy with it.
Okay, because one of the things one of the cards I pulled was the card that says I believe in myself and my unlimited potential. So whenever I pull a card like that, there's some doubt that must be showing up in you. And it could be doubt around the class you're taking, or it could be doubt around the reason you decided to take the class. And a lot of times what happens is that we think we're not enough. Or right now, you could be thinking, wow, I signed up for this class, I'm taking it, but I'm having my doubts about whether or not it's going to help me in the long run. Does any of that sound familiar to you?
Yeah,
exactly. I know, because I've been there myself. And so here's what I know about this card. So this is what I want to say to you about the class you're taking. Feel confident about your ideas and abilities. You have deep resources and untapped inner strength. Believe in your power to change and become the person you've always wanted to be. So what you really need to do is you need to be at this place where you believe in yourself, where you believe in what you're doing, where you believe in this class you're taking. And more importantly, you got to get back to the belief that you had about how this class was going to help you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And so here's what I picked. I picked three cards for you, and I want to tell you what they are. Because one of the cards I picked from, this fabulous fairy deck is this card that says, stay optimistic. Because I think really in the middle of all this for you, it really is about you doubting yourself and doubting your ability. And so stay optimistic means your dreams are coming true. don't quit right before the miracle occurs. Do you see what that is? Do you see what that says?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like quitting?
Yeah.
You feel like quitting this class, right?
I do, because it's so hard, because I have a three-year-old, so I'm balancing work and schooling a three-year-old, and I'm just like, sometimes it gets frustrating.
It is frustrating because, you see, you've asked for a bigger dream in your life. And so you're just having a little challenge here. Do you believe this class is going to help you in the long run?
Mm-hmm. I believe so, for your life.
Okay. So here's what you have to do. The next card I pulled is very important. It says stand your ground. Stand your ground. And so what that means in a lot of ways is that for you to stand your ground, you believe in the class is going to help you. And you're having difficulty juggling everything. And so the third card that I pulled is for you to make sure you continue to create sacred space. Create an altar. Create some place where you can either have an angel meeting, something that's going to help you get help so that you can have many things coordinated for you. And I'm not sure what that's going to be, but we never really know how help is going to show up. You know, we never know how help is going to show up. So I picked a couple of archetype cards for you. One of them is very, very interesting. Well, they're all actually very interesting. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a theme. We've got a pattern going here. And so here's what I want you to know. There are three archetypes that are showing up right now for you that want to get in on the game time. There are three archetypes that you can call upon which are going to help you. One of them is the pioneer archetype. That means that this is something, or you have some idea, or the reason that you're taking this class is because you have a passion for doing something perhaps that has not been done before or that you have not done before. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you need to really look at that and not become obsessed with it, but know that you're doing something that's going to help you or help change the way that something is happening in the world. The next card is the trickster. It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite archetypes. I pull it a lot. As a matter of fact, I had a coyote jump out in front of the road the other day, and literally I was on 145th, right? Major, like, cross street, 145th, coyote shoots out, stops in front of my car, looks at me, right? I had to stop the car, and I thought, wow, what's this about? Well, what's a coyote doing here anyway? It's the trickster. And so the deal that you want to look at here is you don't want to fall into the trap of tricking yourself that either you're not good enough or you don't need this. And so there's a part of you that really goes with all of these other cards, and that is to stand your ground and stand for what you believe. The help will come. Get rid of the doubt and the help will come. The third archetype I want to leave you with, it's the vampire archetype. Now, I don't know about you. I'm very, very fond of vampires for whatever reason. I think Margaret McElroy told me one time that, you know, in a past life, there was some, I don't know. I must have been one of the Anne Rice books. But here's the thing with the vampire. Vampires are really great. You know, they make us aware that someone or something is draining your life force. So I want to ask you a question. Besides your three-year-old and besides school, is there someone else in your life that is dissuading you from continuing or creating an obstacle for you?
A significant other.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And so what you need to really do is you need to work through that, stand your ground, and make sure that, you know, you're getting the kind of support you need. Do you know how to do that?
Not really.
Okay. So I'm going to give you one tip. The tip that I'm going to give you is to go to a place in your heart and in your thoughts where you can stand with yourself and believe in who you are. Because when you get to stand in yourself and stand your ground, what happens is you find the empowerment to speak your truth. And so this is conversation. Actually, this is actually a crossroads for you. This is a place where you have to think about how to believe in who you are, stand for what you want, and do it in a way that empowers you rather than disempowers you. So you may have to really face some truths and make sure that there are not any vampire energies. Matter of fact, Judith Orloff is going to be on the show later today, so we're going to be talking about that. But make sure you're not getting the life sucked out of you.
I'm outside.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay on the line. I'm going to send you a copy of the book, Happy for No Reason. And we're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Boy, I think she was talking about all of us. We could all stand to learn from this. Giving away copies of the book, giving away harmony cards and a bunch of other things. Give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com. And start getting results now.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everything. I'm trying to get the words of this song. Welcome back, everything. Isn't that the song?
No.
Everything you want?
No.
Okay, didn't we have
that
going?
It's close.
What is the word? What are the words?
It's Back to Life.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but you have a similar.
I know. I got something
to, like,
on the brain going on here.
Everything I do, every little
everything,
thing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay. No.
Hey, guess what? You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by.
I, of course, know what you mean. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Happy for no reason. Marcy Shimoff and me, we just, like, kicked it up. Happy for no reason. Are you happy for no reason? I'm happy to see Benny. But can you be happy for no reason? Well, we're pulling cards today. We shift the vibration, kick it up a couple of hundred notches, making this a feel-good Albert Einstein day for everybody. Benny? You want to go to the phones?
I'm the smartest man alive. E equals MC squared.
I'm telling you.
I know. Dinah, are you there?
I am.
Cool. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I was just wondering.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's your nickel, really. Go ahead.
I was just wondering what cards you had to pull for me today.
Okay, so you have a question.
Kind of a work-related issue.
Yeah.
Work seems to be slowing down a little bit. I'm self-employed. I'm an artist, and it's slowing down a little bit, and I'm just kind of wondering, kind of feeling like maybe I should be taking it up a notch or going in a little slightly different direction, and, you know, there's a little bit of uncertainty about that.
Yeah. Does that come with a little fear or not?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Cool. All right. You know. Now we're talking, sister. So what I want you to do, I'm going to pull these cards for you. And while I'm doing that, could you please describe your art?
Okay. I'm a muralist. My art usually is what people commission me to do. But what I really love doing is when I'm at home in my studio, I love painting people. I love... I do acrylics. I love landscape, but I'm really intrigued by people and everything about them and their shape of their faces and the shadows and the creases and things that other people might think isn't so beautiful. I like to bring that out on canvas and make it beautiful.
I love listening to you.
Thank you.
Really? So tell me about, you know, the piece that you're proudest of. Let's start there.
Actually, one of my most favorite pieces that I have is, it's a big, moonlit field with bales of hay and, red-lined trees. I was kind of in a funky space at the time when I did it, and I let it all go on canvas because, you know, it's like your diary, as Pablo Picasso would say, and, it's probably one of my favorite pieces.
So, here, can I ask you a question about the murals? Could you give our listeners an example of kind of what size they might be?
Oh, you know, I've done all sorts of, like, sometimes people will just want one wall and an entryway, maybe like a landscape kind of thing. I do a lot of kids' rooms where it's an entire room where I'll go in and I'll, you know, do more than just the mural of whatever they want, but I'll add things to it, like maybe put stripes on a wall to make, you know, bring it out or things like that.
Okay, so this is really great. I love listening to you talk about your work. I love this. I love listening to you share this. There are a couple things that I've pulled. And the first card that I actually want to talk to you about is this one, because this is what I want you to remember. All of the other archetypes, all of the other cards we're going to talk about are going to be related to this in some way. But the card that I pulled is I see myself as a success. That's the card. I see myself as a success. So listen to what this says. Whenever obstacles you believe you face, others have overcome even greater challenges. Whatever you are right now is of little consequence. What really matters is the attitude you possess and the way you approach life. Now, having said that, I also have a card that flipped out, same deck, which is exactly what you addressed. And it says, I'm creating my life anew. And it goes on to talk about, you know, it's not necessary for your conscious mind to believe the prosperity statements at first. Nothing else, you're creating change. When you repeat these affirmations with feeling, your subconscious mind picks up the new beliefs. So one of the things that I want to, you know, to really address with you is whether or not you believe that you can be successful right now, even though times are slow.
Okay. I do believe it in my heart, and then my mind kind of takes over sometimes.
Okay. So, yeah. So what we want you to do is stay in your heart space, because, you know, the mind is really a trickster. You know, in that place, there's nothing in your history that I'm picking up or sensing that says that you're not going to be even more. Honestly, I got to really put the cards aside. I got to tell you what I'm picking up, okay? Can I do that for you? Can I just tell you what I'm picking up? Yeah, okay. So what I'm picking up is this is an enormous opportunity for you. And I'm just going to, this is what I'm being told to say to you. I have no idea what it means, but here it is. This is an enormous opportunity for you. People need you to paint pictures of what's happening right now in the world. People need your art. They need the murals. They need them on the building sides. You know, not graffiti so much, but you are needed. You're needed to paint a picture of, you know, the other side of homelessness. You're needed to paint your take your talent to describe both sides of downturn and positive images. There's something that I'm being told to tell you, and I do not have a clue where this is coming from. But you right now are needed. You're needed to really take a message out very strongly right now in the world and help people paint a picture of abundance and prosperity. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional.
I'm a little emotional, and I'm not even sure where it's coming from.
I've always sensed that since I was a little girl, and I had no idea that it would be through art, but yeah.
So I want to get right to the archetypes, and you know, I'd really love to hear from you. The other thing that came up right now for me is Valjean Ferris, and I've talked about him before. He started I Care America, which is all about helping the homeless. This is a man that was at the top of the game in terms of human potential professional, award-winning author, found himself, you know, pretty much stripped away from everything so that he could help others. I don't know why this is coming up for me, but three archetypes came up, and I want to share them with you. I want to go right to the healer. Because, I had a great conversation last night on my BBS radio show with Catherine Crawford about intuitive children and art. So isn't this interesting? You're calling in. And so the healer is about this. It's a passion to serve others by repairing the body, mind, and spirit. Ability to help and transform pain into healing. That's the gift you have. You have that gift. And so when you ask the question, should I be doing this or something else? Boy, I'm telling you, I'm getting all sorts of stuff that says, you know what? If you've got a little downtime, there's something for you to do. Will you get paid for it initially? No. Will you get paid for it ultimately? More money and fame that you can believe. But that's not why you would do it. So here's what I'm saying. This is the healer. You are an artist. The next card is the Fool. And what the Fool does, it comes up as an archetype because it is about fearlessly revealing emotion, helping people laugh at absurdity and hypocrisy. And let me tell you, art will do that. And so that's the Fool card. So you're being asked to integrate a whole lot of things here. The third archetype for you is called the Lover. The Lover is someone of great passion and devotion, unbridled appreciation of someone or something. Now, having said that, the three cards that show up for you are very, very significant. When you take all, I wish I had a picture. I should take like a picture on my little, what do you call it? Phone. Benny would have to show me. But so when I look at these cards, you've got three different cards that are here to help you. One is, you know, the Goddess of Bast, and this is about independent. Your independence is a foundation for your strength and success. So don't forget that. The next card is about laughter. You know, this is the place for you to demonstrate, and believe me, your energy is all about that. You can be passionate and you could be about laughter, but your gift is to help other people be there. The third card is about tranquility. And this is for you to take time right now to relax, to be still, to enjoy solitude, and to touch your heart with what it is you're being called to do. Whether it's to go down to the walls of City Hall and paint a mural that will inspire people, or if it's to do something independent that represents where your heart is and what you're being called to do, all of that is truly, truly, truly for you to do. And so when we look at this and we put this all together, there is no reason other than you calling into the show to get whatever it is that I've been told to tell you about your life and what options you have in front of you. And so part of this is for you to know that you are more than okay. There is a reason for, I think you said slowdown. There is a reason for the slowdown. I'm not sure that the reason for the slowdown is for you to go get, to fill up your calendar with new clients or that. I think that is part of it. But the slowdown is to allow space for you to do something that you have been wanting to do almost forever. This is something that's coming to the surface now because there are masses of people that really do need to have your message. They need to have what you're about to say. And so part of this is all about that. Now, Benny has got to come back in. I think he's turned down the microphone a little bit so I can't hear you talk back. I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to, kind of drown out some of the car noise. But he'll turn your mic up in a minute. And what I want to say to you is that if anything I've said resonates with you, if anything that I've just shared is calling to you, you have the answer to this. You have the answer to integrate all of the energies that just came forth today, because part of integrating those energies are going to provide you with an answer that I believe you already have about what your next steps are. Because given the workload you had, you couldn't do this. So given what I've said to you, how does this sound to you? What do you think?
This is more right on than I imagined. It's true, and I did have too much going on, and the slowdown has really given me time that I didn't have before. And of course, I sometimes allow myself to get in that fear space. But the truth is that I'm kind of happy about the time too, because mm-hmm. I do have things that I want to put onto canvas, and maybe not just on murals, but.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sensing there are different ways that I could get myself out there more. But I've been, afraid of doing that. But I know in my heart, what you're saying completely resonates in my heart, because I've always wanted to be in a place of giving to my community and mm-hmm. to my fellow man. Mm-hmm. And that's my heart.
Wow. So maybe we have to get you down to Sacramento, California, so you can create sort of an image of, first of all, what's happening with the homeless folks down there, and secondly, what Valjean is doing to provide them with blankets, to provide them with, I don't know. I just think that, you've got a lot of answers, and so there is a message in here for you, and so the next step is for you to be able to stand in your power and decision of what the next step is. Does that make sense?
It does. I grew up in a really, really poor home, and so I feel like I connect with people that are homeless because that's how I grew up.
Yep.
And I've done a lot of work with homeless people in Seattle, and I always feel like even though I'm giving something, it's so small compared to what I feel like I get back from it. It's such a huge blessing mm-hmm. to me.
Yep.
And so I think that one of the things I would say is that, just to make people aware of what a huge blessing it is to give to other people.
Well, and, this is really important. And, Benny's going to get some information from you, I'll send you an email. If you've given him your email address, I'll send you an email and hook you up with Valjean. I don't know what's going to come out of this, but something will. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Have a fabulous day.
You too. Thank you. Wow, I don't know where that came from, Benny, but there was a message I needed to share with her.
I don't hope we can send another message to another caller before we end the show.
Okay,
for the hour.
Have?
We have Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat. Thank you for being there. Your uncanny intuition.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How are you today?
I'm letting go of a 4.5-year relationship, and I'm wondering what my cards are, and It's maybe wondering of health issues.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with the relationship. When you say I'm letting go of a 4.5-year relationship, does that mean you've ended it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's very a wonderful man, a lot to offer, very insecure, lack of trust, very smothering.
Mm-hmm. Just not a good fit for you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had lots of fun. Wonderful man, but it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still calling. I guess no doesn't mean no. He's kind of like the little kid in the toy store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a test.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so he's still calling, but kind of doesn't get, you know, what you're looking for.
At this point, I just need to get my life together and my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with friends and family, and I need to get motivated. I've got many things to clean up in my home.
Yep. I'll tell you the card. I'm going to stop you right here because the first card that popped out for me was all about what you're saying. This is going to be a really key card for you, and you're going to need some help to shift and raise your vibration to make this happen, okay?
Okay.
This is a great card. I love this card, and it's perfect for you. It is, my life has purpose and meaning. My life has purpose and meaning. And it's, and here's what it says. Everything in this incredible universe perfectly orchestrated and finely tuned. We are all individual parts of a whole, and as such, we are one. There is a master plan. There are no accidents. There is meaning and harmony in everything that happens. So right now for you, this is a point of inspiration, not perspiration. This is the point in your life, right, where you are reconstructing. So part of reconstructing sometimes is deconstructing, right?
Right.
Yeah. So let's say you want to remodel your house, for example. You know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to go in and you're going to rip something out. You know, whether it's the kitchen, you're not, you know, you're going to take those cabinets, you're going to take them out, you're going to rip up the floor, and you're going to do a bunch of other things, and you're going to do that. So you're deconstructing. But you're deconstructing with a sense of optimism. You're deconstructructing with a sense of inspiration, you see. You're deconstructing because you have your eye on the target that what you're creating is so vastly in line with your vision. That's where I want you to go. That place, deconstructing for the purpose of rebuilding better than you ever imagined. And so there were 3 things that came up immediately, and I want to share them with you. One is, and I'm going to go right to the first one. It's one of the cards that talks about blessed change. And it says a major life change brings you great blessings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that could be health, that could be relationship, but let's stay with the relationship for a minute. You've got to believe that the changes you're making are going to bring you great blessings. You've got to believe that.
Okay.
That's really, if you do nothing else with what I'm sharing with you today, that's the place.
Okay.
You know, if you don't go to a place of blessing and gratitude, you're going to carry a burden. It's going to be like you've got a couple of balls and chains hanging from your ankles. And that's just going to bring you more of the same. So
that's how I feel now, is drained.
You're feeling drained because you're not in gratitude.
No.
Because gratitude and part of this is you made a major decision. And you can't second guess your decision. And so part of the draining around that has to do with when we try to second guess ourselves. I'm not saying that it's not a painful decision. So please, I hope you don't think that's what I'm saying.
No.
But
it's time to reconstruct my life. And this is a major change to move on and chalk it up to a wonderful experience. But it's gone. It's over.
Right. And so what I want to say to you is that, you know, you're in that sacred space. And that's the second card I pulled for you. You know, it's the card of sacred space. And what that means is that you have to create an altar. Again, this is the same card. It's come up for like 3 of the callers today. You have to create an opening for you to be in the divinity that is truly you. So it's a sacred space. It's an altar. It's an altar of the things you love, our healing stones, whatever that means to you. The third card that is so absolutely significant is the card of beauty.
Mm.
It's the card of beauty. you have got to see yourself as beautiful. You've got to see your life as beautiful. And this is what, when you put all these together, you can sum it up really easily. It's time for you to take sacred space to understand the blessing and the change you're making and bask in the beauty that is truly you.
Mm. It's a challenge.
But it's only going to be a challenge if you think it's a challenge.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's it. I mean, it's going to be as big a challenge as you want it to be. And, mm-hmm. you know, stay in whatever grieving that you want to be in, but please don't stay in it forever. You know, Marcy and I talked about her book, Happy for No Reason, this morning.
Right.
And I'm going to send you a copy of it because you don't need a reason to be happy. But there are some things that you do need. And to help you along the way, what I want to share with you is one of the archetypes that I want to leave you with. And the archetype that I want to leave you with to carry you on the way is the archetype of the prince. And the prince is about romantic charm and potential for power. So this is time for you not only to be the sleeping beauty, but for you to be the prince that wakes you up to an enlightened life. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you. I appreciate you being there.
All right, everybody. Great show today. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're kicking it up. Oh, no. We got Dr. Judith Orloff and a bunch of other friends coming in. We'll see you in a minute.